Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
It is Cavs HQ. Great to have you with us on the Cavaliers Radio Network, simulcast by our friends at Fox Sports Ohio, John and Rafa. Rafa, how many Super Bowls have you covered?
I covered 13. I call 8 of them, and I had 9 of them, I'm sorry, and I had something to do with another 4 in one shape or form, either silent producer, silent reporter, or just covering the game.
How many Super Bowls are you happy that you had nothing to do with that have just taken place over the last 24 hours or so?
Starting from yesterday, we put them on the top of the list. I don't think it was a bad game. I think it was just our expectations were not fulfilled at all.
No, listen, I don't think it was a bad game either. We have a lot to get to, by the way, on Cavs HQ basketball related, but we have a few things to talk about here first. I don't think it was a bad game either. Okay, you know what I have a problem with? If you're the Rams, right, you finally get to the promised land and you play that conservatively throughout the whole game. I mean, we're not talking about a Patriots defense that's like one of the great defenses, the Ravens defense or the Steelers defense from decades ago. This is a defense that gave up 30-plus points to Kansas City last game. And Sean McVay, right, offensive guru, you know, young offensive genius, they come out and play that conservative. You're comfortable playing field position, 8 straight punts to open up the first half and going in 3-0 at the half?
And I think a lot has to do, John, with the first time being there. And it happens to coaches that outcoach themselves.
Right.
They had a great defensive plan, and I think when you look at the Rams, when you look at any football team, when you establish the run, a lot of good things happen. And the Rams got stopped for a loss a couple of times, you know, early in the game, and they just abandoned. I don't know what happened to Todd Gurley.
We better find out that Todd Gurley was hurt or something.
He has to be hurt, because otherwise he'd be throwing a tantrum the size of California.
Well, we better find that out, because if they didn't use him each of the last two games, your defense held Tom Brady and the Patriots to 13 points, and you managed to lose?
In a game where Tom Brady was not on his best game.
They picked
game.
Him off in his first pass.
He missed a lot of open passes. When he counted, he did it.
Of course he did. Of course. That's why you don't play. That's why you don't try to play field position and be happy to go in. It seemed like they were content.
They were happy that they were only down 3.
Here's contrast that with what happened last season. The Eagles come into this game,
they
right?
Scored.
The Eagles came in and said, you know what? We have a chance to do it. We have a chance to beat the Patriots. We have a chance to win the Super Bowl. And they went for the throat. Mm-hmm. They went for the jugular. They pulled out all the stops. They throw it to their quarterback and everything else, right? I'm not saying the Rams we want to trick plays or anything, but be aggressive.
And
some moxie. Have some guts. Go to win the game, right?
And that was the difference, I think, yesterday, because in order to beat the Patriots, you have to outscore them, obviously, right? But you know, they tried to do the Rams, I think, tried to go the route that the Giants went the both times they beat them, which was totally confusing Tom Brady. But also, they scored points. And I don't think, you know, Jared Goff looked a little, you know.
Yeah, we know that the stage got a little too big for the kid. The Patriots can do that to young quarterbacks. We know they're going to do that.
And 2 weeks for Belichick to prepare, I think, is just evil to anybody.
I'm just saying, though, that, you know, with all these offensive weapons and what they've done all season, they had 3 hours to figure it out during the game. They had 2 weeks previously to figure it out. I don't know. It struck me as an opportunity lost. It struck me that the moment got too big. I think it permeates throughout a team. When you have a coach like the Eagles did last year and said, you know what, we're let her rip, right? Then the team's like that. We're going to go get this.
They kept their identity. They continue to be the Eagles, even at the Super Bowl.
It just seemed that they got so conservative and that spread throughout the team. And then that it was just – that's what you get. You get a vanilla game. You get a game where you score 3 points. And I don't think they gave those kids, those players, a chance to win.
All that being said, and I know we're both AFC guys, you know, me being
which
a
might
Browns
be what, what's,
guy.
Which might being, be what's fueling
you
our –
You probably have a lot more to do because now the Steelers have company with those 6 titles. But you have to give it to the Patriots. I mean, to do that over 18 years. And I think the most amazing thing, and not to take anything away from the 4 Super Bowls in 5 years for the Steelers, or to take anything away from the Cowboys, what they have done. But what Tom Brady and Belichick have done in the last 18 years with all these different personnel.
Yeah, rotating
turning,
cast. You're
turning
right.
Pro bowlers, turning guys that nobody knows into pro bowlers.
Right.
You know, this guy used to play quarterback at Kent State. and now he's a Super Bowl MVP, Julian Edelman. Yeah. And I think Tom Brady has a lot to do with making him. I mean, there's probably conversation about whether or not he's a Hall of Famer now with all with what he has done in the postseason. And I think that's one of the things that sticks out between the rest of the teams that have been glorious, like the 49ers and the Steelers and the Cowboys. Just the fact that they have done it with different personnel.
No question. For different over ways, 18 years. A bunch of different ways, too, you know, over all of these seasons. So it certainly was an interesting low scoring.
It was great to watch it and just not care about anything other than just watching the game.
I don't mind defensive affairs, but I minded it in the way that it played out yesterday. That's my final take on that.
But the good news is the Browns will visit the Super Bowl champions next year.
I like where the Browns are sitting. We can talk we can talk the entire show about this. We will, like I said, we do have some basketball to talk about. All-Star coming up. Some interesting selections, some interesting snubs.
Serious ones, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Let's do it.
Cavs HQ right after this.
Sensation Ariana Grande live in concert. The Sweetener World Tour 2019. Quicken Loans Arena, March 28th, with very special guests. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The number one selling album, Sweetener, is available everywhere. There's more at arianagrande.com. I'm living,
so
we turn
it up. So, this is your new Cavaliers fan cave.
That's Fan Cav. And yes, everything wine and gold. And since I got AT&T, I can catch the Cavs all season long. I took things to a whole other level. The basement.
So, you've got other screens around the room?
That's right. There's one over there in the cabinets.
Cabinets?
And one or two there on the Cavy table.
Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your Be the Fight thing. That's our thing. AT&T.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Bounces to Sexton left side. He gets to the foul line. Alley-oop for Thompson. Thompson guides it in.
Monday, February 11th, the Cavs face the New York Knicks. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock.
Right wing side of Hood. He beelines to the basket and hammers home a left-handed dunk.
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go Cavs.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Country's greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360 with special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Quicken Loans Arena, October 16th, 2019. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available everywhere now in association with Kalia.
John and Rafa back on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. We are approaching the All-Star festivities, Rafa. Starters and reserves have been named. Also, two extras who we will talk about.
That's awesome, I think.
I thought so, too. Yeah. And, well, let's talk about it now. The rosters had already come out. A lot of folks were clamoring for Dwayne Wade. He got a lot of popular votes, fan vote, which counts for a certain percentage of the overall vote.
Which is kind of unfair for anybody that had... Because he's not having an all-star season,
right,
period.
Right. I mean, has that ever been fair? Look at baseball. I mean, baseball is crazy in terms of fan vote and everything else.
I know it's a popularity contest, but most of the time it's a guy that is doing.
Yeah. So there was a lot of clamoring for Dwayne Wade. So Adam Silver not only put Dwayne Wade in, but he put Dirk Nowitzki in, which I thought was way cooler.
Yeah.
I mean, Dwayne's a great guy. He was Cav last year. But to see Dirk get in, to see him here at the Cube one last time, just last week, was pretty special, too.
But it's just perfect. Dwayne Wade has done himself. But, you know, when you talk about Dirk Nowitzki, He is in the top 10, top 7 now.
Yeah, he's 7th
all-time scoring, and he's probably going to pass Will Chamberlain
right
before the if he gets enough buck. He only needs like 145.
Yeah.
And you know, to see him do what he has done, obviously not at the level that he's done it for 21 years, yeah. But great call. Whoever thought about that in the NBA office, it should get a raise.
I thought so, too. It was great. You know, it was interesting. Dirk at the start of last season was 6th. He started this season 7th because LeBron went roaring right past me. He needs 145 to get now
into 6th.
It'll
be hard for him to get them, I think.
That's what we were joking about it on the air. 145, you think, oh, it's a couple of weeks for Dirk. He's averaging only 4 points a
game. He didn't even take a shot against us.
He only has 88 points this year.
Yeah.
He's only played 21 games now, 88 points this season. So
he got hurt, I think, against us.
Yeah. Last week. I mean, at that pace, it might take him to the middle next season to pass Will. So we're hoping for you, Dirk. If they're out of the playoffs, so you might see Dirk playing 20, 25 minutes instead.
They'll make sure he gets 141
points.
Rick Carlisle will make sure.
Yeah, you'd hope.
Yeah.
You'd hope. All right. The starters, I don't think any real surprise in terms of the starters. The way it works, for those who are a little newer to the NBA, now they have two captains pick the teams. It's LeBron and Giannis Antetokounmpo this season. The other starters, 4 are picked from the Eastern Conference, 4 from the Western Conference. Those are the ones selected. But now Giannis and LeBron can pick whoever they want out of those 8 guys to be their starters and then pick from the rest of the group.
And it's going to be televised this year.
Right, to be their reserves. So a couple of first-timers. I thought that was interesting. On the television side on Fox Sports Ohio, you're taking a look at the two teams. Chris Middleton makes it for the first time. Ben Simmons for the first time. I thought Nick Vucevic was a nice selection. I mean, here's a guy who's, you know, grinded it out, started in Philadelphia, now down in Orlando for a number of years. A lot of anonymity, you know, down there. Not a lot of people see the Magic.
Injuries too for him. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's fought through a lot of things. I thought the Vucevic naming was a good one. D'Angelo Russell is going to go for the first time. He's the injury replacement for Victor Oladipo. The only first-timer on the Western side, Nick Jokic, and what a season that
man has had.
I mean, he's having a big season.
He's an amazing guy. And then, speaking of international guys, we just had a chance to watch Luka Doncic in person. And the highlights don't do him any justice. I kept saying it on my broadcast. I'm sorry if I keep talking about this guy, but he
– how could you not?
You have to realize how good he is. And I think he is the biggest snub out of the West Coast.
You think he's a bigger snub than Rudy Gobert?
I think so because of what he has done. Rudy Gobert is also, and that's another topic that we need to touch because that one extends a little farther than him being snub. But Luka Doncic, I think watching him live and in person is just amazing to watch him play basketball, how good he is. And Rudy Gobert, I think, deserves to be there for what he means. But, you know, I think the whole team of Utah got snubbed with
Mitchell
and no Gobert. And then Gobert, when he's talking about his reaction to being snubbed from the All-Star game, came to tears,
right,
talking about his mom being crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And he got emotional talking about it. And next thing you know, Draymond Green is picking on him on social media for being emotional.
Sure did. Are you surprised? Does that surprise you at all? I mean,
in a way, I am.
You know somebody's going to go
out of bounds, man.
Well, you know somebody's going to go at it. I'm not saying it's not out of bounds, but I'm saying, does that surprise you?
This is coming from a guy who publicly said he had to fight back tears in 2016 when his mom called him and to tell him that she was upset that he wasn't named to the All-Star game.
Does it surprise you? It shouldn't surprise you. Should not surprise.
I think that's way out of bounds.
I think it's a little out of bounds too. I'm just saying it's not too surprising. I think Gobert should be in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like Gobert better than LaMarcus Aldridge this season, just for what he's done anchoring that team. Luka Doncic, I mean, yeah. I agree with you. He's fantastic. The NBA ordinarily does not put rookies into the All-Star game. In fact, I went and looked it up. How many rookies, for our listeners and for our viewers out there, how many rookies since 1990 have been named to the All-Star game? Since 1990, I mean, we're talking about decades here.
Shaquille O'Neal should be one.
The answer is only 7.
Wow.
Now, prior to that, in the 50s, there were 11. In the 60s, there were 11. Only 6 in the 70s, 10 in the 80s. Since 1990, there have only been 7 players named as rookies. LeBron
didn't make it, no?
He did not. In the 90s, David Robinson, Dikembe Mutombo, Shaq.
Oh, big guy, yeah.
Grant Hill, Tim Duncan. In the 2000s, Yao Ming, and remember, he wasn't a real rookie.
And that was a popularity.
Well, and he had years of international experience. And Blake Griffin. You know, and remember Blake sat out. Yeah, he was injured the entire his entire first season.
Speaking of Blake Griffin, you're bringing the Clippers, you know. I know he's in Detroit now, but Tobias Harris, too.
That was a snub.
I mean, he did over 20 points a game with a Clipper team that got totally dismantled before the season, and now they're playing fighting for home field advantage.
Here's my list of potential snubs, all right? We talked about Gobert. We talked about Doncic. We talked about Donovan Mitchell, although I don't think that's too much of a snub. Tobias Harris is on that list. Jamal Murray of Denver.
Yeah.
Great season.
What about DeRozan?
Mike Conley's having a nice season. I don't put DeRozan quite in that category. He's having a nice year. I don't think he's an all-star. And Jimmy Butler isn't an all-star. A little interesting.
Yeah, but I guess they don't want anybody. They don't want him screaming in practice.
Challenging the coaching staff in practice. But interesting to not see Jimmy on that list. He's a guy who typically is in that All-Star.
And Jetty's going to the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Rising Stars game for Jetty Osman. Well-deserved. And he was happy.
Of course. That's something that these guys, they say, maybe it doesn't mean much, but it does.
That was
a recognition to your hard work.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to talk to him about it? He was
really thrilled.
Clearly excited about heading on to the All-Star festivities. Should be fun. Kaylee Griffin is heading down
to Charlotte. She's going to Charlotte,
She is going, and we are going to visit with Kaylee next right here on Cavs HQ.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession steals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Get to the queue on Saturday, February 9th for Cleveland Sports Legends Night as the first 10,000 fans receive a Joe Thomas bobblehead courtesy of University Hospital Sports Medicine.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Come on, we're going to be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Flexsteel Furniture at Levin's is quality furniture. Quality second to none. In fact, when you shop Levin's, we'll take the time to show you what sets Flexsteel apart. Beyond the obvious styles and comforts, it has to do with their famous blue steel construction that reinforces all their frames, plus the attention to detail and tailoring of the fabrics and leathers. At Levin's, the quality of Flexsteel is unmistakable.
Hi guys, Jimmy Hanlon here. Have you heard about Stonewater Golf Club's 2 new incredible golf membership offers? You could either take advantage of their group discount sale for you and your friends, which allows 4 new members to join for the price of 3, or join as an individual and save 20%. There's never been such huge savings offered, but you gotta act fast as this exceptional deal is only available till February the 28th. Call the golf shop at Stonewater, 440-461-4653, or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We are back on Cavs HQ. John Rafa and the fastest woman in sports. It's Kaylee Griffin. Good to see you.
So for our
listeners and our viewers, we're taking a break. Kaylee's getting ready. We're getting ready for Kaylee's segment. out there, and who comes flying by?
Well, we went to get coffee.
She's like a blur.
I just saw a blur going through the corner. I'm like, what was that?
I'm like, oh my goodness. We're like, was that Kaylee?
You can stop running. I was at practice, but so she was I'm a little late.
She's like Forrest Gump. Like, she went right past us, and at the time we turned the corner, she was way down the hallway.
What would have happened if you came here and the room was empty?
She would have been pretty disappointed.
I did all that running. So it's good to see you. You're a busy person.
A little busy.
Obviously, you're headed to Charlotte, right?
I am headed to Charlotte for All-Star Weekend. I'm really looking forward to it. We have Jetty Osman in the Rising Stars game. So it'll be a really cool weekend. He's really excited about it. And so we're going to head down just for the Thursday and Friday nights.
Okay.
Thursday, when we get there, he has a media circuit, and then he goes through his community service project that day. And then on Friday, he'll have his Rising Stars practice and his media availability, and then the game that night. So it'll be a quick trip, but it'll be really cool to follow Jetty. He's, as I said, so excited to be able to be a part of it and just to get his perspective on all of it.
And you'll get to experience, I think it's really cool that the international guys, especially the European guys, they really know each other because, you know, they play at the small levels, at the young levels, you know, with the under 15, under 18. So I'm pretty sure he has relationship with most of these guys that he's going to be playing with, especially the European. And I was happy to see how happy he was about
his work. Yeah, we just talked about that on the other side of the break. I mean, it was genuine. Some guys, I got to go to, I was planning on a week off, not him, right?
Oh, no, he is really excited about it. He was really hoping that he was going to make it. And, I mean, it's a really cool opportunity. If you're not necessarily going to be an all-star, but to be able to be part of that weekend, there's so much going on. And for Jetty, his second year in the league, but he calls it off in his rookie season because it's the first time he's really playing. Just a great opportunity for him.
Now, this week is National Girls and Women in Sports Day, right? And you, with Fox Sports Ohio, are doing something special for the Celtics game.
Yes, we're having a really unique broadcast. So we're going to be highlighting women throughout the Cavs organization in particular. So Angel Gray is actually going to be in the booth with Fred Nacy, which will be really cool.
Very nice.
And I'm going to be stepping into her sideline role for the night. And a big part of what I'm doing is I'm going to be interviewing different women in the Cavs organization who have high-profile jobs, impact the organization in different ways. And we actually did an interview earlier this week with Leron Fannin, who is the director of G League Player Development with Canton. So there are a lot of women in this organization who do so much, and so it's a great opportunity for us to highlight them.
I think you should interview the woman that runs our life, which is obviously off the camera, Boo Banks.
I agree with that.
Boo Banks should be recognizing these
wholeheartedly,
women,
right?
Women in
Boo
sports. I can say personally, but I know for a fact that John Michael, AC, Fred would not be able to function.
Right, we would not.
It's kind of like Boo is kind of like the right side of the brain for most of us. And I think she needs to be recognized as a woman in sports.
I'm going to track her down. I'm going to go into the truck that night and make sure we get her.
Very nice. Yeah, she's here in our studio audience right now. Yes. And Boo, thank you. She deserves deserves to be honored along with everybody else in this organization. That should be, I mean, obviously that should be a fun day, a great celebration. I like that the NBA is doing this.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I know the actual day is Wednesday and our game is on Tuesday, so we're hoping, seeing fingers crossed, that we actually get a female ref, because that could be a really cool, interesting.
We had one the other night.
We did, Natalie
Sago,
Yeah, so it's going to be an opportunity for us to highlight not only people within the Cavs. I know Angel is going to speak to a lot of the other women throughout the league who are in front office positions, in coaching positions too. So just a cool different take on a game. So
it's amazing to see how much we're changing, even though we got a long way to go. But it's great to see that little girls have actually women to look up to when it comes to working in sports, when it comes to working in radio, TV, or whatever it is. The way that this world is developing, especially in the sports world, we're seeing a lot of women, probably led by Ms. Doris Burke, the GOAT. And it's great to see not only their knowledge, but also the what they bring to the game.
I've been meaning to ask you this for a while. You were in San Antonio the last two seasons. Mm-hmm. Did you get to know Becky Hammon?
Yes. She is so cool.
Assistant coach, by the way, for the Spurs.
Yeah, she played in the WNBA for years and years. She's retired in San Antonio because she played for the Stars down there. And she is tiny. I mean, 5'6 at most.
Yeah.
But she commands the attention of the players like I've never seen. They respect her so much. And there are these guys like Marcus Aldridge, who's 6'11", and she is coming up to their waist, but they are intently listening to her all the time. She is just incredible. We had a WNBA team down there for a year until they went to Las Vegas, and she's still really involved with them as well.
Okay.
But it is really cool to see the impact that that she has and that women have in the space. I know growing up, I was a huge WNBA fan. Like, I mean, was at all the Liberty games.
Is that right?
I idolized those. When Becky Hammon was on Liberty at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny because I actually met Swin Cash, who played for Detroit, and she was at UConn, and now she was an analyst for CBS. And when I met her, I was just enthralled with her, and I wore 32 my whole career because she wore 32. And
that's
so
awesome.
It's amazing to see the impact that women in sports have on little girls and what they do.
And I don't mean to change the subject, but since we're on San Antonio, how about the Coyote catching another bat at the arena? Do you see that?
I did see that.
You do social media. I'm pretty sure you saw. And he was dressed up Batman.
I was dressed up as Batman. I thought that when I got the notification that it was a skit, because he's known for they any topic, they do skits with him in particular. Okay. So I saw the notification. I'm like, oh, they probably just did a skit because I saw the bat the other day. I'm like, then I watched after our game and I was like, oh my God, he actually caught the bat.
And this is the second time. Remember, Manu Ginobili caught it with his hand once in the San Antonio arena.
He slapped it out of the air.
And now the Coyote came out with a net and grabbed it in the second attempt.
It was amazing.
They got to work on that stuff. They got to get those bats out.
Come on, Moondog, Sir CC.
Out of the 18. Well, let's, Kayla, you talk about women having an effect on young girls in the NBA and in the broadcasting world. You now are doing that to young girls as well. Thank you. Terrific job. Keep up the good work. Did analyst work for the Charge game the other day on the radio. So, keep it
enjoy
up.
Enjoy Charlie.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Cavs HQ on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network right after this.
So, this is your new Cavaliers fan cave.
That's Fan Cav. And yes, everything wine and gold. And since I got AT&T, I can catch the Cavs all season long. I took things to a whole other level. The basement.
So, you've got other screens around the room?
That's right. There's one over there in the cabinets.
Cabinets?
And one or two there on the Cavy table.
Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your Be the Fight thing. That's our thing. AT&T.
What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Kelly Clarkson with very special guests. Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini. And season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Tickets now at AXS.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Check more at KellyClarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Bounces to Sexton left side. He gets to the foul line. Alley-oop for Thompson. Thompson dives it in.
The Cavs battle D'Angelo Russell and the Brooklyn Nets Wednesday, February 13th at 7 o'clock.
Osmond to the right tour court. And on Chandler. Back scores. Gets fouled.
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go Cavs.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. Last month, over 50 members of the Cavs Kids Club enjoyed a sneak preview of the new movie, A Dog's Way Home, at Strongsville Cinemark. The Kids Club and the families enjoyed theater snacks, posing for photos with Moondog, and they were welcomed into the theater by a surprised guest. Cavs forward Kevin Love and his new puppy were there to greet the kids. It was a fantastic night to remember for dogs and kids alike. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. We are back here on Cavs HQ, John Rafa and this guy,
El Lobo.
Joe Gabriel, good to see you, partner.
Yeah, hey.
Everything good?
Yeah, hey.
Everything's real good.
Yeah. Joe is the founder of Cavs.com, also beat reporter, beat writer.
Well, he's one of the founding fathers of NBA social
That's right.
media.
NBA social live. Media. Nice piece on Ante Zizic, Joseph.
Thank you very much. I love that kid. Really, I'm a huge fan of his. I root for him, and I mean, I know we gave up a lot to get him. So he's just a good kid and a good player. And I told him, I interviewed him during the polar vortex, and I said, "Do you know people in Cleveland were so dumb that we think that you're that back in Croatia, it's like this all the time. It's like this summer and winter all the time." And he comes from, it's like a beach community where he comes from.
It is.
That's what he says. It's beautiful. And Rafa tells me that they all play water polo.
Yes. He owes me, actually, you know, when they were playing in the summer league, Croatia made it for the first time to the finals of the World Cup, which is bigger than the Super Bowl, I believe, because, you know, it's worldwide. But Croatia made it.
Bigger than this Super Bowl, for sure.
It is.
Go ahead.
It is.
Keep going.
Sorry. It is. And he went to... They allowed him to go to Croatia to watch the finals. And I said, dude, all I want is for you to bring me a water polo hat, because that's what fans wear. That's what fans wear
at the soccer
to go
game?
To the stadium.
What, one of those checkered things? Red,
yeah,
white?
Yeah, well, then they have the ears covered.
Yeah, but they're hat. Yeah,
they have
right?
one of the best flags next to the Albanian flag. The Croatian flag is one of the best ones. But he still hasn't come through
And he had that big weekend where that was during Summer League. He had a big game against Wendell Carter. Then he went and saw Stipe Miocic fight.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
funny.
Then he left the next day for Croatia in the World Cup.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They let him do that.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he went back to Croatia and not to Russia, you know, to watch the game.
Right.
Because the whole country
was on a standstill
to watch the finals. So.
Yeah. Pretty neat. Good stuff.
So, thank you. And again, as the season goes on, you're looking for young guys and pieces for the future. And, you know, again, big guys take longer. Foreign big guys take longer. So people just need to be patient. He's 22 years old. He's 7 foot. You can't teach it. So
he's getting his minutes.
Yeah.
Man, with all the injuries.
Force-fed.
He's getting his minutes, which is obviously a good thing. So for those who are familiar with the show, you know that each and every week, Joe Gabriel brings something new to the table. We don't know what it is. So
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, well, all right. So what do you have for us this week?
Because it's kind of like it's Oscar season or film season. The Oscars are out, but I don't know how many Oscar films you've seen. Probably not many. I'm going to say you haven't seen many either. I haven't either. So, you know, and fans, people who watch the show know that we watch a lot of movies on the flights and things like that. So I kind of did like a best, like an Oscar list for us.
All right.
And I hope people know. So let's just start out
with movie-related topics usually turn into make fun of J. Michael the entire segment.
This whole thing is going to make fun of J. Michael.
All right. Yeah. Just so everybody's prepared
for the most part.
Particularly me.
But also I want to get Raphael riled up.
All right.
Which is pretty easy as well.
Pretty good at.
Let's start with lead actress. And again, I haven't seen many of these movies. So we have Lady Gaga for A Star is Born. Right. We have Emily Blunt for A Quiet Place, which I thought was really good. And then we have Sandra Bullock for Bird Box.
That shouldn't even be nominated.
Well, I mean, you have you have me blinking crickets. I got
nothing. No, you've seen.
I have heard that Lady Gaga was spectacular in whatever movie that
she
was.
She was awesome.
Yeah, I heard.
And by the way, yesterday I found out that Joji's dad thinks that Lady Gaga is not pretty at all, and I don't agree with him. I think.
How did that topic come up?
I agree. I think. She's, yeah. I think
hold
she's
on. Let me back up. You were over at Joe's house.
We were watching the Super
dad.
Bowl.
Okay.
And somehow I don't know how the movies came into the conversation.
Right.
And he literally
Joe's
let us know
not,
that
he's not fond
he
of
doesn't
Gaga.
Think
information.
He doesn't think Lady Gaga is attractive. And I was like, come on, I think she is. And she was wonderful in A Star is Born. By the way, she was snubbed by the Golden Globes, and I hope that she doesn't get. But I go with Lady Gaga.
Okay. The only reason I really brought that up is because I wanted to say how bad Bird Box sucked. Oh, my God. That was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Really? Yeah. I've heard it. That's another thing. I mean, I've heard about these movies. I have heard that Bird Box was bad.
Yeah.
When it shows up on our sports Twitter feeds, which it has, I only
thought everybody was talking about it with the whole
doing a Bird Box challenge. Don't see the wear the blindfold to watch the movie because it's
all
terrible.
I know is from all that is that I do not travel with Sandra Bullock. You know, speed, gravity, and now Bird Box. So you know you're going to get stuck with something bad if you travel with Sandra Bullock.
All right, what's
okay,
next?
Let's go to a supporting actor. John Michael is Mike Blink this one, too. Okay. No, actually, this is a good J. Mike category.
All right.
Because we have Adam Driver from Black Klansman.
I like that guy.
Which, okay.
And I like that movie a lot.
Oh, you did.
I thought it was great. Yeah.
We have Jesse Plemons for Game Night, which we haven't seen, but
I think that was a good movie.
I love that movie, and I think he was great. Every time he showed up in the movie, it was great, even though, you know, it's not a serious movie. And then we have John Cazale in a posthumous nomination for The Godfather as Fredo. So, and I know he's been a big topic all year. Yeah.
Did he get killed in the movie?
I'm not sure. I know he defies Michael.
That's not even funny. You know, that's not funny. That did ruin the movie for me.
Do you want to watch a good movie with Fredo and Michael together? Watch Dog Day Afternoon.
Dog Day Afternoon.
A really good movie.
I think John Cazale has been in three movies. Together. And they've all been great. He did Deer Hunter, Dog Day Afternoon, and The Godfather.
But Fredo was awesome in Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah.
I mean, the actor did a great job. Yeah. I like the actor. You guys did ruin the movie for me by telling me that way too early. But yes.
Okay.
And then the first guy, I like the first guy.
Who?
The first guy you said in Black Klansman.
Adam Driver.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Yeah,
I have, is that a comedy? I haven't watched
it. It's not a comedy, but it has funny parts. Okay. It's really good. It's solid.
I can't wait to see it, but I haven't seen it.
Well done.
That will be my next movie. Yeah, okay. Well, let's go with lead actor, John David Washington, who's Denzel's son, who must have did a great job.
His son is already a movie star.
That's his son in Black Klansman, correct?
I had heard that. Yes, I cannot confirm that. Somebody told me that while I was watching it.
I haven't seen many movies this year, so I'm going with like the movies I've kind of seen. Right. And then next is Benicio del Toro and Sicario.
I like that guy.
Okay,
I'm a big fan of that guy. That's a good movie.
I like him. I thought the second movie, I have to watch it again because the ending was kind of
Sicario
good for me.
Too? Yeah. The second one.
The
first one was good.
And then the third actor is Steve Buscemi in The Death of Stalin.
I never watched that movie.
I've watched Death of Stalin a hundred times.
I watched it like a silent movie from John Michael's screen.
I'm petitioning for the death of The Death of Stalin.
Serious question. I love that movie. Why do you keep watching that? I watch movies over and over, but not
for two days apart. Back it up, John Michael watches The Death of Stalin.
Every flight.
It has subtle humor that you will that you don't find the time before that you will see again. Here's why I like it so much, right? Because here's how it works, right? We get on the plane a list of movies.
Yes.
Right? I don't know.
Piracy.
95% of them. It's not piracy. 95% of them, I have no idea what it is. So I just pick some out, you know, that maybe the title I might like. So Death of Stalin, I thought was going to be, a documentary or a historical type movie. It wasn't. It's a funny movie, and Steve Buscemi's in it, and he's fantastic, along with a lot of other good actors. I highly recommend it. And yes, I do watch it a lot. You know why I watch it a lot? Because the other movies that other people recommend, I get 10, 15 minutes in, and I'm like, this is awful. I'm going to go to something that I like.
John likes comedy.
Before the plane.
He does like comedy, and he likes happy endings.
And I do recommend to everybody watching, do not waste your time with crazy. I always mess up the name.
Don't ruin the best picture category because
this is
where I want to get you all riled up.
All right, go right
I didn't include Bird Box because that
yeah. no,
was just awful.
Steve
okay.
Buscemi clearly was the winner of the last category.
Yes. Best movie. Okay, we have The Death of Stalin, of course.
Yeah, there's your answer. Sicario. I don't need to hear the other two.
Game Night, my vote. Black Klansman, another movie you love.
That was good.
And then Crazy Rich Asians.
No, it's not a good movie. It's not a plot. That is original.
What was it? Tell me a little bit about.
It's about a kid whose family is rich in, I forget what town they live in, Indonesia, I think it is.
I didn't see it.
So
I just wanted to get you riled up.
He's looking at us.
He's living in New York.
I just wanted to get you back.
Right.
He's living in New York, and he's dating another Asian girl who was born in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decide to go visit the parents. I don't know. It's the typical thing. The mom didn't like her. Right. So
who's crazy rich, him or her or both?
Him. He's from a family that basically owns everything in Indonesia. So the girl gets upset, and he was supposed to propose to her, but you know she's trying to leave the country. And it's just really bad. It's not a comedy. It's not good. It's really bad.
Not recommended.
Not recommended. No. Not at all.
Who do you pick off that list?
Because I haven't seen many, I go with Sicario because I liked it.
It's the only movie you actually saw.
Well,
that's on your list.
Any movie with like drugs and violence and crime,
But you know what I didn't like
all
about
in
on that. Other than I didn't like
and
the
ending.
I liked
ending. The little kid because he was an evil
yes.
little.
But I hate that it didn't have the girl in it. Everybody else was a repeat except for the girl.
Yeah, or the one who was taken hostage.
The first one.
Anyway, I hope there's a third one. I also like the music in the movie.
Sicario.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was solid.
Ominous kind of music.
So. Joe, thanks.
Sorry.
More on Cavs HQ.
You'll get the Oscar.
More on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Right after this.
So, this is your new Cavaliers fan cave.
That's Fan Cav. And yes, everything wine and gold. And since I got AT&T, I can catch the Cavs all season long. I took things to a whole other level. The basement.
So, you've got other screens around the room?
That's right. There's one over there in the cabinets.
Cabinets?
And one or two there on the Cavy table.
Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your Be the Fight thing. That's our thing. AT&T.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Bounces to Sexton left side. He gets to the foul line. Alley-oop for Thompson. Thompson guides it in.
The Cavs battle D'Angelo Russell and the Brooklyn Nets Wednesday, February 13th at 7 o'clock.
Osmond into the right tour court. And on Chandler. Back scores. Gets fouled.
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go Cavs.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cleveland, get ready for WWE Fastlane, the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Back Sunday, March 10th at Quicken Loans Arena. AJ Styles challenges Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Dean Ambrose faces off with Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. Becky Lynch defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. Woo! And more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and theqarena.com.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession steals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Sunday, February 10th at 3 p.m. is a Monsters Family Day presented by Castaway Bay, as the first 2,500 kids aged 12 and under receive a Castaway Bay day pass. And stick around after the game for a post-game skate presented by Hudak Dental.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit clevelandmonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
We are joined by Nick Barlage, president of business operations for the Cavaliers. We come back on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Nick, good to see you. Great things going on right now on the floor, in this building, off the floor as well. Obviously, giving back to the community, it's a cornerstone of the Cavaliers organization. We know this, it, you know, permeates a lot, nearly everything that the Cavaliers do, and last week was no exception, was it?
Yeah, first and foremost, great to see you guys as well. You enjoyed the toils of the road here in January, and we're back home here for a little bit with the All-Star break right around the corner. So, John, just to build off what you said, we're extremely excited, and it is a cornerstone of what we do. We feel like, you know, we're our organization, our team is an asset of the communities, and so for us to be able to give back is paramount, and it's really a primary focus of ours. And so last week we were able to partner with the Boys and Girls Club, as well as our fantastic partners at Jif and Smuckers and that entire team there. You'll see some video, I'm sure, of this going on. But, you know, just to really, truly make an impact in the community, we really feel like not only should we create great moments here at the Q, but we should create great moments in the community for all of Northeast Ohio. And so we found out, we were extremely disappointed that the Boys and Girls Club, they had two vans that were actually stolen and totaled. And we partnered with Jif and Smuckers to replace one of those vans, but then also do so in a very Cavaliers and Jif and Smuckers way with product and tickets and basketballs. And I mean, I was honestly we were a little worried as we got kind of rushed by all the kids as they were opening the doors. We kind of had to get out of the way and, you know, make sure we were okay. But it was one of those moments. It just kind of brings the hair on the back of your neck up because of how excited they are and the energy they have and the difference we know that investment will make.
And the best part about it to me was, you know, my grandmother always said, you know, bad things happen for a reason. The vans that got stolen weren't really the most safe van to be transporting kids, so their reaction to the new vehicle, amazing and genuine. It was great.
Yeah, Ron and the entire team over the Boys and Girls Club, they made sure that point kind of got reiterated, Rafa, throughout the entire event, because they were like, look, our vans actually weren't even that safe.
The door's now, closed.
Now, you know, the doors, they'd have to kind of get them fixed and all those things. And so this didn't check the box on a multitude of levels. It really will make an impact with that organization and make an impact with those kids. I've spent a decent amount of time getting to know Ron and the group over there, and the stories that come out of that club, I mean, it just makes your heart warm to know that there's people in Northeast Ohio that care and give back to that level. And it's the least we can do to partner with them to help kind of elevate that moments like that.
To me, that's the best part of sports. And to be able to work for this organization that gets it, you know, it makes it special. And it really is. And I agree with you. To see the faces of those kids and to see how that impacted them was something special. So
one other thing real quick, I just want to say thank you to all of our team members that contributed to it as well.
No question.
You know, obviously the Boys and Girls Club are paramount, Jiff and Smuckers, but our group, our community relations team internally, led by Tad and Holly and the entire group, they knocked it out of the ballpark. Mm-hmm. Sarah Jamison. So great work to them, because those ideas are truly a melting pot of people coming together to work as one, and that was a great example of
that.
And
the great part about it, you mentioned the names of all these great leaders that we have, but it's just so many different groups, you know, with corporate partnership, with community relations, with basketball communication, everybody, even the online, we call it the computer team, which is, they make all these awesome videos and keep everybody informed of it, but it's just so amazing. And even more amazing is the fact that day in and day out, the Cavaliers as an organization are always looking for a way to affect our community, to affect our people.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We even had a great moment with the military surprise on Saturday night. You know, just another thing to keep the momentum going. Like I said, it is paramount that we do things at an incredible level here within our four walls at the Q, but even more so as we step out into the community. And so to be able to do those kind of things with the platform that we have, you know, it's our responsibility to make sure that we do as great of a job with that as possible. And, you know, we've had some moments where we've really hit it out of the ballpark here, and we're excited about that, but we got to keep it going.
Yeah, no question.
Keep that consistent, that drumbeat rolling. So
not only great things in the community, for those who aren't as familiar, our set here on Cavs HQ presented by AT&T is Inside the Q, and this building has gotten a facelift over the last handful of months. It continues.
An ongoing facelift.
Yeah, and I mean, there are going to be some fantastic things in this building as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that we are extremely excited about with the transformation going on. You know, it'll basically be done at the end of September, early October. And, you know, the crazy part about it is it's broken into two phases. And really only about a third or 40% of the work was done this last summer. And everything else is either being worked on as we speak or it's coming online here after this summer. So we still have a lion's share of the work ahead of us. But what that'll mean for this city, as you drive past, we've been part on our dust mode here for the last, you know, roughly, we're coming up on 12 months now, and in February, actually. And what you'll start to see as things come online will be just incredible. You know, we've had a chance to walk some of the spaces, and as you see the glass go up on the north facade in front of the building, along here on there, it is one of those things where the pictures are actually don't do the work justice. And so, you know, we've all talked about it internally. It gets really exciting when you start to see some of these things. And you're like, oh, I saw this in a rendering 6 months ago. And then as it comes online, it even blows your way even more. And so that is an attribute to our ownership group and Dan Gilbert and Len Komorowski and the whole group with Whiting Turner and Gensler coming together to put a product in front of people here in Northeast Ohio and really the entire state of Ohio that will really, we think, blow people's minds from the standpoint of what it can do to the experience, but also what we can do to pay our fans back, you know, and that really is what this transformation here at the Q is all about, is how do we continue to elevate their experience from the moment they step off the street and into our building throughout the entire time they consume, whether it's a game, a concert, a show, a family show, whatever it may be. So
50th anniversary.
Thank you for bringing it up. Our 50th season next year as well. So it really will be a convergence of Just amazing experiences as we look at next season and what that means for us.
Well, you being el presidente of the Cavs, John and I have a request. Mentioned that we were on the road.
This isn't my request. I don't know what he's going to say.
You mentioned that we were on the road in January.
Sure. Yeah.
John and I missed the ceremony of the last bean being raised.
Yeah.
And we would like our signature to be part of the new queue, the new transform queue. So is there a way that you can make it either we've been raised up there to sign the bean. I know it's kind of asking too much to have the bean brought down again. Or maybe
Rafa wants you to raise him up.
Yeah, or
so
maybe
that he
put
can
my signature
sign
somewhere
the bean
else.
Is
on the
what
queue,
he's asking.
Know?
Well, my first question is, are you afraid of heights?
No, not at all. John is.
Then we can explore something. Yeah. You're talking about being 85, 90 feet in the air.
That's what he wants. You
by
to
the
harness
way,
him
folks,
up.
The folks on our team that have told me that that corner of Huron and Ontario is one of the windiest in the city.
Good. You know
so
what?
Even if you're not afraid of heights,
take him up. Yeah. Hoist him up. We'll make a segment on this show.
I think we can do that as part of the show.
That's what I mean. Put a heart monitor on him and hoist him up and see how tough he is once you get him up there. Nick Barlich, always good seeing you.
Great to see you guys.
Back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ right after this.
Mumford & Sons, Delta Tour 2018-2019, a groundbreaking new show in the round. The Grammy Award-winning band plays songs from their smash debut album, Sigh No More. Their number one albums, Babel and Wilder Mind, right through to this year's new album, Delta. Mumford & Sons celebrate their return with a massive world tour. Saturday, March 9th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at mumfordandsons.com.
Flexsteel Furniture at Levin's is quality furniture. Quality second to none. In fact, when you shop Levin's, we'll take the time to show you what sets Flexsteel apart. Beyond the obvious styles and comforts, it has to do with their famous blue steel construction that reinforces all their frames, plus the attention to detail and tailoring of the fabrics and leathers. At Levin's, the quality of Flexsteel is unmistakable.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Hi guys, Jimmy Hanlon here. Have you heard about Stonewater Golf Club's two new incredible golf membership offers? You could either take advantage of their group discount sale for you and your friends, which allows four new members to join for the price of three, or join as an individual and save 20%. There's never been such huge savings offered, but you gotta act fast as this exceptional deal is only available till February the 28th. Call the golf shop at Stonewater, 440-461-4653, or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Q.
Bounces to Sexton left side. He gets to the foul line. Alley-oop for Thompson. Thompson guides it in.
The Cavs battle D'Angelo Russell and the Brooklyn Nets Wednesday, February 13th at 7 o'clock.
Osmond into the right tour court. And on Chandler. Bank scores. Gets fouled.
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go Cavs.
We're back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ. Are you enjoying this February, buddy? 7 home games, only 3 road games. All-Star break coming up. It is lovely.
I have the same room number the whole month of February.
Yeah.
Same apartment number.
No more just checking your key to see what floor you're in, what room you're in.
It's been great.
Yeah, it's nice. January was a wild one. March is no picnic for the Cavaliers coming up. But, hey, rolling right along here in the month of February.
It is the stretch, the home stretch, yeah. And we're ready to go.
Guys are getting healthier. We have some days between games, practices, which are rare in the NBA for the Cavaliers. That has been the case here in February. It will continue. We'll be back next week here on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
We're still here! We're still here! We're still here! We're still here! We're still here!
Hasta la vista, baby!
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com and nkotv.com. New Kids on the Block.